You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You can't love yourself. How the hell you gonna love somebody else? Say amen.
Yes, that's how you should start the show, with a little inspiration. Brought to you by the fine folks of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5.
Marissa cut it off just before it starts to suck, so that's a good thing too.
What's up, everybody? Bing is for doing, and we are now doing another after show right here at AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. This episode entitled, Can I Get a Amen? Episode 6. I'm along here with my lovely co-hosts. If you guys can introduce yourself.
I'm Jackie Borowski.
Cameron Marston.
And I'm Tony Moore. And of course, holding down the booth, we have one of my faves, Marissa.
What's up, guys?
Yeah. Oh, I love that you still have it playing in the background ever so softly.
That's what I do.
You're good at what you do.
Thank you.
Oh, did you fade it out?
I did.
Oh, it was just
so
getting to the good part.
Girl, that's okay.
This was the good part?
Just keep sharing.
You didn't like it? I was very inspired.
I like the RuPaul part of it.
It was much more entertaining than the Snatch game. Sorry.
Oh!
So, I think I like the shade that was being thrown more than anything
yes.
else.
Yes!
There was all kinds of shade. There's always shade around here. So this episode kicked off, as it always does, with the departure of the very beautiful Miss Lenaisha Sparks. And moving on from that. and then we get introduced to the mini challenge, which... I have to say, I've been really enjoying the mini challenges
yes.
this season.
There's some very creative challenges.
Yeah. So the mini challenge was that they had to put their makeup on in the dark. Mm-hmm. Jackie, have you ever put your makeup on in the dark? Mm-hmm. I put my chapstick on in the dark because
I put my clothes on in the dark.
That explains a lot.
That don't bump.
That's a whole nother story.
Pink has a song about that.
You are getting into some. You're starting to know the real Jackie now. Putting your clothes on in the dark at
it's a
whose
walk
house?
Of shame.
At my house.
Lies and deceit. So I thought this was a fun challenge. The first thing I thought of was a
dating in the dark. No.
No. Oh my god.
Yes.
That story was crazy. But how did I'm wondering, was it pitch dark to where they couldn't see a thing? Because they didn't even start at the tables with the makeup.
Yes.
They had to walk to the makeup table. So, like, was it completely dark? Or was it just...
I would venture to say it wasn't completely dark.
Yes.
Because some of their makeup was too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think... Plus, you didn't see anybody, like, bumping into tables and being like, ow, oh my gosh, who is this? What's going on? I would venture to say that it's like about as dark as it is when you like go to bed at night, where you can still kind of like figure out where your room is, but it's still not bright enough to be functional.
Right, because some of their colors and stuff were on point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if it was in the dark, you would have dipped your brush in the next color and went to the other eye and kind of messed yourself up a little bit.
Unless their palette was that perfect, which I highly doubt.
Or unless you memorize where stuff is, but even I like
you still get confused.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because
I have my makeups in separate little jars, so it's like in the dark, I wouldn't know which jar is what color.
Exactly. So yeah, and I wouldn't have remembered that anyway. And right before, it's not like they knew that they were going to get dressed
yeah,
in the dark.
Exactly.
So
Ooh, they should do Dress in the Dark too. I like that.
Oh, I did say Dress in the Dark.
Yeah, but I want them to do that one too now.
Perfect. Jade could have done Dancer in the Dark.
Oh. And speaking of this lovely makeup, Detox actually looked
gorgeous.
And I'm thinking, like, for somebody who, like, does that in the dark, like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But everyone else kind of came close, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like they were, like, I was expecting horrible looking makeup.
Right.
But I got very okay, kind of beginner drag makeup. Yeah. And so I kind of felt a little disappointed because I'm like, you're putting your makeup on in the dark. I'm expecting like some freak shows.
Right.
And like, I got still beautiful, gorgeous.
Alaska was the only one that kind of took it to that level of let's make it really super funny.
But I think she always takes it to a funny level.
She tries to.
You don't think she's funny?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm a little over the shtick of it, but...
Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this was funny because this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We wanted to see some crazy-ass makeup. You know, like, when you take art classes and they always... There's always inevitably one class where they ask you to either like close your eyes or don't look mm-hmm. at the paper, mm-hmm. and then when you see what you've tried to draw, it looks like a hot mess. That's kind of, you know, the expectation I had going into this.
That's what I had going into this too. But it's like it was kind of like, oh, you still kind of look
girly.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted wacky colors.
Yeah, I wanted like. Different colors on each cheek.
Yeah.
Different eyes. Stuff drawn all different kind of ways, everything. But I guess another thing is that you kind of know your face, too.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of... But, again, like, how do you know what you're putting on if it's in the dark?
Well, and then in the drag life, sometimes you're putting makeup on when your lights aren't on and the power is off and there's no water. No
in
heater.
The car.
What is this, Rent?
On your way to the clubs.
Don't sleep on it. You know these queens gotta survive. Sometimes they ain't making money.
This is like Tu Wong Fu meets Rent now.
That was in relativity to one of our YouTube comments and that whole like girl, some of these queens actually solicit, so we'll get it twisted.
Mess. So then they were presented with the main challenge, which is the Can I Get an Amen song, which I thought it was very creative.
Oh, I think all of these are creative.
I thought that it was it was one of those challenges where I was like, ooh, I kind of want to see like what they do with this and how they're gonna, you know, play this off. I think the main thing that Rue wanted them to do was to have fun with it, but sort of kind of be inspirational in a funny kind of a way. So with the mini challenge, Detox won, obviously, because she was the most gorgeous and put together, and she got to put everyone in teams. And of course, Alaska Talks
became a team,
duh. And then she looked over and said, everyone else is where she wants them to be, which brings us to Coco and Alyssa standing together and working together. It threw me off that Coco was thrown off that she was paired with Alyssa. And I understand that they had some sort of heated argument, which I didn't think it was enough to carry over into
I think it's
thing.
Not enough to have carried over from episode 2 or whenever it started.
Right. But I found it interesting that from that point on, it's almost like she shut down.
She did, but... And this part of this is what goes into Untucked, where she has a right to be mad, I think, because... Whereas she had a purpose for picking Alyssa for her dance team because she knew, like, Alyssa's strengths and everything like that. This is just pure shade. Like, this is just pure, like, being a B-I-T-C-H.
Devil's advocate.
Like, I know that the name of the game is to win or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's like, this is just mean to be, and she had every right to be angry about it. I would have been angry.
Cam, do you think it was malicious for Detox to put it that way?
Yes. Did I like it? Hell yeah. Yeah. It's a competition. I would have shoved her with Alyssa too if I wasn't Detox. If I was somebody else, I would have done the same thing.
I don't know.
But see, my problem is Detox doesn't own up to it. Like, when you're watching the Untucked footage, mm-hmm. she's like, oh, why would you think that? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, if you're here for a competition and that's what you're here to do, just own up to it.
Right.
You know, and people have done that in the past when they've tried to pull certain you know, certain shenanigans, they've owned up to it. And it's like, it's much better to just own up to it, say, this is a competition, sorry.
Yeah.
Karma. Because I think it was it Jade or Jinx? No, Jinx called, well, not really called it because it was in a confessional, but she talked about how Coco's been throwing shade and not really owning up to her side of the shade throwing or whatever, the ripping. Because like I said, Coco's talked about everybody in confessional.
Well, yeah.
She talks about everybody.
But everyone does. Everyone in that confessional talks about
someone. But Coco talks about how she tells it to everybody's face. And that's not necessarily true. Everything I've said to your face. That's a lie. You a lie? Girl?
Do you think that's stuff that we haven't seen? Because a lot of people are blaming editing for a lot of the trickery and shenanigans that are going on.
Maybe. But I think that Coco overplays a lot of stuff. It's highly, highly dramatic.
Well, luckily, we'll get to hear from the horse's mouth. Not that I'm calling Coco a horse, but it's just an expression. Coco will be calling in shortly to, you know, talk to us and chat with us and kiki with us about that. And we'll get more into that whole situation then. And then in the other team, we had Jinx, Jade, and
Ivy
Winters. It's so funny. I'm like picturing her in my mind, and then I totally forgot. Miss Ivy Winters.
Even though she won.
Right. And then along with the main challenge, they also had to do an 80s look as well.
I loved that little addition to it.
I think the 80s is just one of those decades where like everyone loves the 80s.
Like because it's fun. It's not like nobody, you know, when you think of 90s, you think of like grunge rock and like very like flannel and stuff like that. It's hard for other decades to just really like go crazy and be like, okay, I'm going to go to this party and I get to wear all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a friend's birthday who had a 90s party and it was an awesome party because of the music.
Right.
But
it's how are you supposed to dress?
Yeah, but it was one of those things where it's like everybody's in like track pants and like flannel and baby doll dresses.
The 80s is fun. Neon bright.
It's so fun. Rice. And it's perfect for drag queens. It's like, it's totally up their alley for that.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
So they got to work with Rue's producer, who does all of the songs for them when they have to do these challenges. I always butcher his name.
Sorry, it's Woody Kenny.
Kenny and I have a lot
of common
language problems.
So I'm not even going to try to say the producer's name, but y'all saw it. And then of course in the assignments, Coco and Alyssa are going first, and then we had Jinx, Ivy Winters, and Jade, and then Rolaska Toss going last. And of course, once again, Coco felt like, here we go, now I have to go first and have to be the first take. Like she never brought herself out of whatever mood that she was in, whether it was done maliciously or not. It's like, that's your chance to go, okay, you think that I can't do it? I'm about to show you, bitch, because I'm about to lay it down. And now you follow me up. Because
invariably, the antithesis of her mentality of choosing... The opposite of her choosing somebody for their assets. Like, she would choose Alyssa for her dancing ability. By choosing Alyssa, that's a way of throwing shade to that. I'm going to pick the best dancer. You're going to get your crap. So... all Detox did was like, I'm going to stick you with what's going to make you guys drop.
But I still felt she should have owned up to it, because Coco, in her, even in her like confessions and to other people, she was like, I picked Alyssa because Alyssa's the best and I want to win.
And that, like, that is a separate issue for me, because my thing is, at some point, whether she owns up to it or not, Coco, if you're in it to win it, what difference does it make? Like, you don't get to change your partner.
Yeah.
And then you bringing it up right before you start your little, the whole vignette or whatever, right?
I've been there before, though. It sucks. And it's like, it sucks when you feel like the deck is stacked against you. And then to top it all off, she has to start. So I understand where she'd come at that place of being like really stressed out.
Did she have to start? She couldn't let Alyssa go first?
Very true.
Yeah, that is true.
But also, just come out of that. Just be like, whatever, I'm going to have fun. I'm here to do this competition. I'm in it to win it, and I have a job to do.
Right, and you tell everybody...
whether you went first, second, third, or last.
You tell everybody you're professional. I'm just saying.
Just do it. Alyssa, who can't sing a lick, did just fine and had tons of fun with it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she had tons of fun. She did fine, though.
But I mean, but she got through it. She knew that she wasn't a strong singer. And I think what Alyssa did was just try to deliver something, which I think I laughed.
And think about it. If you see somebody else sinking, it only makes your job easier. Like, all I got to do is pull off safety because she's about to go down. So I'm good. I'm golden.
Right.
I do like, you know how you said you like the challenges this season? I like that each challenge seems to highlight strengths of certain members of the group. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the past, I feel like maybe some seasons haven't had enough variation. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, there is really, like, if you have a certain talent, you're given a chance to shine. And I'm glad that Ivy Winters finally had a chance to shine.
To shine. Because last week we were saying she may be in the bottom if she doesn't pick it up. So lucky for her and for this challenge, you know, she was able to...
This was something she's good at.
To shine, exactly. This feels like Survivor drag, where, like, you have to be, like, you have to be, like, top-notch. You can't slip up not a bit. You have to be an all-around drag queen. You have to sing, dance, look cute, costumes.
Yeah, but if you want to be paired up with, like, RuPaul, RuPaul can do all that stuff, so... Like,
she's had decades.
Yeah.
And I mean, some of these people pick up a paintbrush and start doing drag
yesterday
for Drag Race. I mean, let's be real. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some people who are fresh off the drag boat. And
I want to go to the drag boat.
And they're only doing this because they're trying to get on TV. Mm-hmm. Because look at all the other successes of previous contestants. Traveling, people know who you are. You get booked on TV shows and movies.
You don't have to pick up dollar bills anymore.
Well, no, they still do that, trust.
Mm.
They don't have to pick them up anymore. Somebody else picks them up for them.
No, they still pick them up.
I've been there.
They still pick them up.
Got hands,
they throw,
change
they,
of dollars.
They
a
throw
good,
them down.
A good drag queen has a lesbian or drag king to do all that work for them. Just saying. They hire somebody.
No, because when it comes to money, ain't
money's
nobody got
money.
Time for money to be missing. They need them dollars. Because why? Everybody's on a 15-minute clock.
Oh, you got to pay them as a free drink? You go work at the bar, you get free drinks in here, girl.
Not every bar
slosh
gives
them.
You, not every bar gives you a free drink. Just saying. I actually liked Jinx, Ivy. I like Jinx and Ivy.
Most people did, yes.
Jade, bless your heart. Because she... should have had a seat is what she should have did.
She just like checked out. She checked out.
I think it's one of those things where it's like with this challenge, you had to step, if you weren't a singer or whatever like that, you had to step outside your comfort box. You can't figure out what they want or try to be a multi-platinum Grammy Award winning singer in 2.5 seconds. That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah,
you just had to do what you do. And she was just... Oh, I'm like, why are you holding in your stomach? That is, yes, that is a technique that I'm sure some singers use, but you are not a singer. Let go of your stomach. You are not Taylor Swift. You played her in the Snatch Game, but you're not her. You are not walking around singing, "We Will Never, Ever, Ever Get Back Together."
When they were singing, though, she did throw me back. Sorry if you get offended. She kind of reminded me of a poor man's Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
She did. I think Jade could be a beautiful queen. I think she needs
to
go with her strength.
Jennifer Lawrence is beautiful.
No, me too. No, I'm saying I think that Jade needs to realize her strength is her beauty.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have another talent yet. She'll get some years under her belt. Maybe she'll find a talent.
Oh, she has another talent.
Be that as it may. I don't know.
They talked about that in... So one of our viewers, mm-hmm. I just want to give you a shout out, Prince LaVince, told me to check out Elimination Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Lovey.
He tweeted that to me, too.
Yeah, and...
Prince, I skipped through it because I'm at work. I'm going to be watching an hour long thing.
Well, I mean, what everybody wants to watch is the interview with the person who left.
Right.
You know? So, like, I had it on the background while I was doing stuff until Jade comes in, like, halfway through it.
Right.
But, yeah, she owned up to the porn thing. She was like, yeah, I just had to do stuff for money. And I respect that when... I respect anyone who's going to own up to being themselves.
But
you know,
what was she
going to
say? Oh, that wasn't me.
Some people do that.
I didn't realize the red light was on.
In your pictures.
I didn't see that red light in the closet till later.
So many people do that. It's like... when and this is what, you know, this was an issue in this episode about like being real and being yourself and the realest you can be and the truest to yourself that you can be, and that's all facets of yourself, good and bad.
Well, true. But and, there's no denying that you was shaboinga boing in an X-rated flick. You can't mask that.
You'd be surprised.
Get your money, girl.
You'd be surprised.
At least you're getting paid because some of us
and
give it away for
Michelle
free.
Michelle opted out. She said you could stop talking about it, and she didn't stop talking about it.
Right. Well, I mean, so. At some point, she probably just wanted to voice it, get it out there. I mean, it's already been put out there. Yeah. So what are you? Yeah. I mean, what are you going
to
do?
Better you beat it yourself than somebody else. If you beat it to death yourself, then it has no power. So
exactly. Which I kind of think most people were kind of over it. They're like, she did porn. Okay, great.
And again, like I said, not a big surprise for some of the girls in the business. There it is. Boom, I said it.
Exactly. So I think we have a caller on the line. Caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Is this
good.
The legendary Miss Coco Montrese?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The infamous Coco Montrese.
The infamous Miss Coco Montrese. Listen, so Coco, we kind of started talking about this a little earlier, and I'm glad you called in because we finally want to clear up some stuff. Like, for the past few episodes, I mean, really since day one, it seems like you have been thrown by the fact that Alyssa was in the competition. And then it slowly started coming out about, like, y'all's history and what happened at Miss Gay America and things like that. And then in this past episode, it looked again like, you know, like you were kind of thrown again as far as being paired with Alyssa. When Detox paired you in the group with Alyssa, what went through your mind? What was the first thing that went through your mind when that happened?
I kind of felt like it was a little bit more of basically saying, okay, you guys did so well together before. Let's see if you can do so well together again.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just had an argument again, because Alyssa and I are close. Mm-hmm. We're like brothers who fight like sisters. A lot of people don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they probably won't by the end of the season. They probably still won't understand it.
Right.
But we are really close. Mm-hmm. And the whole pageant thing between us was not really about the pageant per se. It was our friendship.
Right.
And that was the main thing. It wasn't about the crown. It wasn't about, people were saying that I went to the judges and got her in trouble, and it was none of that. None of that even happened. It was just mainly our friendship. And honestly, I was thrilled. I was thrilled when she was there because we hadn't cleared up everything, and our friendship was still, you know, unfinished. We had unfinished business.
Right. Were there moments of the argument that you guys had last week when you guys were putting on your makeup, and we were kind of thrown because suddenly Alyssa was kind of joking about the whole Miss Gay America situation between you two, and we as the audience didn't feel like it was ready to be joked about because it seemed like you guys still had to talk some things out.
That's true, and we had already decided to disagree at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and that we both had made a decision that the subject was a really, really touchy subject for us both.
Yeah.
So when it came up in the argument, I was heated.
Yeah.
And
watching that...
And I'm a very emotional person, so it affects... And people can say, you know, you shouldn't be like that. You should be a professional. You should be... It affects me in a different way because I'm an emotional entertainer, too.
Uh-huh.
So my makeup changed. When my mood is changed, my makeup changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes not for the better. I'm a very emotional person. I'm a Cancer. That's just how we are.
Mm-hmm.
And anything like that affects me in a competition or something that I'm in. So, and I'm, you know, I apologize to the fans who are rooting for me and love me and feel like I'm not in it. That's mm-hmm. not the case. It's just, that's just who I am. I've always been an emotional person. So, yeah, it's I've been thrown back and forth through the competition.
Because in this episode, I really felt like right when... you were paired with Alyssa, like suddenly your whole demeanor just kind of changed and you just kind of felt like, you know, like you couldn't compete and be yourself because you still have this kind of hovering over you. Like, you know,
because I felt like the girls were saying they're over the issues with me and Alyssa,
mm-hmm.
but they were still putting us in situations
mm-hmm.
where we would have to deal with each other like that,
right.
You know? Oh, we're overhearing about it. We're overhearing about you two. So to feed the fire, we'll just put you two together again,
right.
You know?
Did you feel like they sort of came for you by putting you in that situation?
Yes, and then Detox says she didn't. Mm-hmm. But then, as you can see, as the episode goes on, they're in the corner saying, okay, well, let's give them the first part and watch them self-destruct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's kind of malicious to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's highly malicious. But my question for you is, were you actually surprised by that?
Honestly, yeah, I was. And mm-hmm. it's maybe me being naive, but I've been friends with Roxy. I've been friends with Detox. I knew Detox before Detox even had done anything mm-hmm. to her body or anything. I knew her back in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I thought there was still a sense of closeness there that, yeah, we're in a competition, but these girls aren't going to try to, you know, they're going to let me compete, and we're going to be on the same level, and they're not going to do anything malicious or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't think Roxy or Alaska was really, really in on it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like when it came up in the conversation with them on the couch, it was more so of Detox saying, hey, let's do this. And then they all wanted to, I guess they're all in the group, so they said, well, let's agree. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and give it to them.
Yeah.
You know, that was that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You touched on this a little bit in a previous episode when you and Alyssa finally got a moment to talk about Miss Gay America when you mm-hmm. took over the crown. Can you just let us know and our viewers know, what was that year like for you? Because winning Miss Gay America is like winning Miss USA, you know, for any, you know, drag queen. And that's supposed to be a great time for you, one that you can kind of bask in the glory that you are like one of the top people and the elite of drag. What was that year like for you after, you know, everything went down with Alyssa and then having to fulfill obligations as Miss Gay America and travel around and make these appearances? What was that year like for you?
It was a very big challenge. Mm-hmm. It was a year, instead of a year of celebrating the reign and actually having a chance to win the title, it was more so of trying to prove myself once again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Alyssa and I both will sit here and we'll explain it to you. Honestly, we both wanted the title. We both wanted to win.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things happen the way they happen, and no fault of mine, because I didn't have anything to do with it at all.
Yeah.
And she will honestly even tell you I had nothing to do with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard year. It was a hard year. Honestly, everybody wants to know what happens. I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, here
you
want to
know?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
Now, viewers, listen up now, because this is the real tea. Let me pull my cup closer.
Break it down so it'll forever be broke.
This cocoa.
Now, I don't know the legal matter and logistics of what exactly happened to get her dethroned.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you our side of the story mm-hmm. and what the miscommunication between Alyssa and I that created the big wedge between us.
Right.
Everything happened. Everything went down. They gave me a call and said, hey, tomorrow this is... And I didn't get a call from the owners. This is the lawyers. This is going to happen tomorrow. Yada, yada, yada. Whoa. I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you technically can't contact... Yada, yada. I don't care about all that. I called Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Alyssa and I used to talk on the phone every day. That's mm-hmm. my friend.
Right.
Couldn't get her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa, please call me back. I need to know what's going on. Why is this happening? What's happening?
Right.
Why is this happening? No phone. No return call.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of threw me into a situation where a friend you talk to every single day on the phone, and now you go to, I can't even get you on the phone.
Shady.
So you can imagine what that was like.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the rest of the world looking at you going, you know, throwing you under the bus, and they have no clue. They have no idea. All I'm doing is fulfilling my legal
your
obligation
obligations
that I signed that said I would do this.
Right.
You know? And then it was a friend. If this had been
anybody else,
somebody that I just competed with that I knew, that I met at a pageant, okay, I could understand her saying, you know, well, girl, it's your deal. You deal with it.
Right.
But to not be able to get my friend on the phone and say, hey, what happened? Why is this going on? You know? It was hard. That was hard.
Yeah. Do you?
You know, that was hard. And she said that she tried to contact me back, but for some reason, we could never get in contact.
So
it sucked.
That's hurtful. Yeah.
Is that? I mean, is that where it really stems from? Not that you took over the crown, not that you had to step in, but is that what really stems the issue between you and Alyssa?
On my part, yes, because I felt like, I'm like, you're my friend. You left me out there in the cold dealing with this. I'm sure you saw on the internet people bashing me and laying me out for no reason.
Right.
Why not say, hey, you know, you guys, let her do this reign. This has nothing to do with her. This is me and the owners. Let us deal with it, you know? I got nothing from her. So I really felt like I was left out in the cold, but I had a job to do. That's my beef with her.
Since then,
we've settled that, you know? We've conversated about it, but it's playing out on, you know, it has to play out on TV. So.
On TV.
Right.
It's almost like round two of... Maybe something
round
that
seven.
Was,
that
yeah, and a lot of people feel like they're over it. They're like, I'm overhearing about this situation. It sounds petty, but it's really not petty when it comes to our feelings and how we feel about each other.
Right.
Because we were close.
Do you think that after all this, I mean, you know, after, you know, Miss Gay America, after Drag Race, have you and Alyssa become better? Or
absolutely. I'm picking her up from the airport tomorrow. She's coming to Vegas. Aww. We're hanging out.
There you go.
Just to be clear, I don't think it's petty. I just think that this is something that you guys can fix off air. It doesn't need to be dragged out any further because it just seems so exploited and prodded and unnecessary. So I never thought that it was petty. I do feel that I wish it didn't affect you because I expected a little bit more from Miss Vegas. But it is what it is.
I know.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean... You know, the opposite view is that you come to this place and nobody knows who's picked before you get there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. You have no clue.
So during
and you're psyched because you're psyched. You're ready. I'm going to Drag Race. I'm going to go turn this out.
Yeah.
And you walk in the room and it's unfinished business.
Right. So
it's like walking in the room. Perfect example for the viewers. Mm-hmm. It's like walking into a room after being in a loving relationship and they just walk away from you with the letter and you have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk into a room and they're there.
Yeah.
It's a punch. It's a punch in your stomach.
It could be a punch in your stomach or a punch in their stomach, depending on how it is. After watching this past episode, is there anything that you would have done differently?
Oh, absolutely.
After you watched it? Yeah.
There's absolutely. I was watching the episode myself saying, God, you're so much better than that. Shake this off and perform. Do it. Do you.
Yeah.
And it sucks because we're human and we can't, like at this point, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm. What's the.
You know, you wish you had, but you wish you showed the world. And I mean, I even tweeted to my fans. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I feel like I let you guys down.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't in that challenge. I wasn't there.
Yeah, because I noticed it right off the bat that like you were kind of out. It kind of reminded me in All Stars when Pandora was
checked out
matched with Mimi, and she just checked out. You know, like you know, there's no way that I'm gonna win. And I kept thinking like as each thing went on, like come on, Coco, like just shake it off, just do what you got to do. But then of course. Coco came out during that lip sync for your life.
That's one thing. Saved it.
That's one thing Miss Coco will do. She will lip sync for your life.
Mm-hmm.
For your life, your kids, life, everything.
The music comes on and I'm alive. Music makes me move. I don't even know how to explain it. Somebody asked me today, said, well, what do you do? And I told them the best way to explain it is I put myself inside the words of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way I can deliver the song to make it real for everybody else is to actually know what I'm singing about.
Yeah. So you know, up until this point where, you know, we're six episodes in, looking back on you know, the previous episodes, is there anything that you can take away from or something that you have learned up until this point without... you know, giving anything else away, anything that you've learned up until this point about you or about the other girls or anything that has that you've learned so
competition
far.
In general.
Yeah.
Oh, I've learned a lot about I've learned a lot about myself in general. Mm-hmm. I'll even go back to last week. Honestly, with the situation with Jinx, I love Jinx more than anything in the world. I think her performance is stellar.
Mm-hmm.
When I said I didn't know who Little Edie was, I swear to you, I was just being honest. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be funny or witty, but I didn't. And I went and researched it and actually watched it and tweeted her and said, you know, wow, you did an amazing job.
Yeah.
What I kind of learned, and this is what I say to other drag queens too, is even if you've been in the business a long time, you don't know everything. You'll never know everything. And when you close yourself off from learning, then you might as well stop performing.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's a great message for anything, even outside of drag, like any profession that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're in it. You're learning all the time.
Yeah.
So
that's very true.
You know, and that I learned that. And I also learned, you know, honestly, even with Alyssa and I, working with her in that challenge was the most amazing thing when we did the ballet.
Yes.
Oh, we love that.
That was a great piece between you guys.
It was one of the best moments for me because it was almost like it was so much therapy for us and to feel that emotion because we both, in competition, we were the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We loved what each other did. We would root each other on and being on stage together. I was just trying to keep up with her because she's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
And I wasn't no fool. I was going to put her on my team.
Right.
So,
right.
It is what it is. It was a risk for me saying, oh, God, I hope I can keep up with this girl,
right.
You know, in the competition. But I knew putting her on my team not only would draw us close together, but it would actually be something, a smart move for myself. So,
right.
And I learned a lot from it. I really learned a lot from that, too.
Ms. Coco had got the girls together because she, the first name she said, Alyssa Edwards, everybody was like, what?
They was cracked.
Face cracked on the ground.
Didn't surprise
me. But once
me.
It was explained, it was one of the smartest moves you can think of.
Like, yes. You told little girl, what was her name, Sasha? You told her, he goes, you need to pick people for their assets.
Sasha.
Serena Cha-Cha. AKA Sasha.
See, that's how memorable Cha-Cha is.
Oh, don't worry. She's coming to Vegas, too, tomorrow, and we're going to school her while she's here. Me, Roxy, and Alyssa are going to take her to school.
Please do. Please have Drag 101 with her. But, you know, and just talk to her. Sometimes you have to
honestly,
talk to the children.
I'll say
today.
This. I will say this. She saw me at the premiere, and we got a chance to talk, you know, and this is way after filming. We got a chance to talk, and she said to me, some of the things you said to me, Coco, I really took home, and I listened, and I'm trying to grow as an entertainer. I think she's going to be an amazing performer.
Yeah, I think she definitely has potential. I just think that for this competition and her and the way her mouth was a little tasty, like she definitely should have had a seat. And rather than speaking up so much.
Speaking up, Miss Coco.
Yeah, somebody should have gave her some baby Benadryl.
I had a question, Miss Coco, because a lot of the editing or what we see sometimes when you have confessionals on the side by yourself, you rip. I love ripping. So I like to throw shade too. But my thing was, a lot of times when there's confrontation, it almost seemed like, well, you said that everything you said behind their backs, you would say to their face. Was a lot of that edited out as far as from season or episode 1 through 6 that we can talk about so far?
Honestly, I'll be honest with you, and I won't reveal too much about, you know, editing, but honestly, I think it was for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think it to create that because I wouldn't go in and say anything that I have not already said to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you can see, if you watch Untucked, when I had a problem with what Alaska had on, I said it to Alaska, not to everybody else in the room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I sat directly at her and said, what you have on, I could not get. You know, and that's just how I work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people see that as, oh my God, Coco, that's so, you're wrong, you're so mean. But I would rather someone say it to me than say it behind my back.
Oh, no, definitely. Yes. You kind of got played as the person who says something, but it's totally different up front because, you know, and I appreciate that confrontational side of it, but if they painted you as one of those old jaded queens that, you know, smiles on your face, so it was a little hard for
me. I felt the same way. I mean, I honestly felt the same way, but as you can see, the girls would say to you too, you know, when Alyssa said I had a problem with all the girls, when they all came into Untucked, I asked each of them individually, did I have a problem with you? And they all said no.
Right.
So that kind of, for me, kind of, I was glad that they did not edit that out so people could see okay, well, Coco's not, you know, she's not one of these behind your back queens. Because if she was, these girls would say, yeah, you know, I have a problem with you. You know, that's just the way I see it. I mean, you have no control over what they do. Once you come in, and that's that. Right. But I promised myself that I would be real with every girl in that room, and that I would not be a fake and phony person.
Right.
So.
Right.
Good. All right, Coco. Before we let you go, where can we find you? Where can people look you up?
Oh my gosh!
Any projects? What's,
I'm in Vegas.
Any
I'm
projects
at Divas
going
Las
on?
Vegas.
At Divas Las Vegas.
Yes, I'm at Frank Marino's Divas Las Vegas on the Strip.
Okay.
6 nights a week, and I'm also going to be in everybody's city. I'm headed this week. I am headed to North Carolina.
Are you going to Charlotte?
13th. Yeah, I'll be in Charlotte at Scorpio's in North Carolina, and then I'll be in Reno at Carl's.
Okay.
So this week. But I'm always here, and then I'm always at Crave Las Vegas when I'm in town. That's my exclusive mm-hmm. bar here in mm-hmm. Vegas.
And any other projects coming up? Anything on TV or anything like that?
Oh, my God, I'm working on so much stuff. I'm actually going to be on Tyler's and Tierra's the next season. You'll get to see me on there.
Oh, nice.
I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, with all the other divas. We actually got to judge the show. It'll be fun.
Oh, fun.
What else? Oh, gosh. I did a cooking show with Gladys Knight as Dionne
wow.
Warwick, which is one of the characters I do in the show in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So I got to do a cooking show with the real Gladys Knight and actually got to sing with her, so that'll be fun.
Nice.
That'll be airing soon on the Food Network. And I'm just working on a lot of things, some music, and I'm ready to get back out to LA and do some more stuff. It's so much fun.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, awesome. Well, Coco, we wish
you
all
so
the best.
Thank you so much for giving us your
Thank
time.
Thank you for calling
in. Where can people
in?
Reach you?
Oh, yeah, like on Twitter,
You can
Facebook?
Reach me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Coco Montrese. You can reach me on there. You can reach me at www.cocomontrese.com. I answer all my messages. No one else answers my stuff. So if you want to send a message to Coco, you're going to get a message back from Coco. So.
There you go. Don't have your people's, you know, texting and messaging people back, because that's how stuff can get misconstrued.
Yeah, I respect
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I keep it real.
That.
I have to talk to my fans.
There you go. Well, thanks again, Coco. And again, all the best to you and everything that you're about to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You guys. Thanks for
Thank
calling
you, Coco.
In.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Right.
Right. So,
real tea right here.
Real tea. I just love hearing you say real tea.
I know. I sound like
Better
such
than
a
all
weirdo.
Tea, all shade. I'm over that tea. Serve it.
Get your life. Because apparently people are over that
Gotta
too.
Get a catchphrase.
Speaking of people being over stuff. If whatever you like or dislike about our RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 after show, you can leave comments on iTunes. Look us up, rate us, give us 5 stars.
You can leave them on YouTube, too.
On YouTube, Jackie will answer every single comment that you
Not
make.
Not every comment, but every person.
Every single comment that you make, Jackie Borowski will reply to it. So make sure you download us on iTunes. Give it to a friend. Link it. Whatever you need to do, give us 5 stars so that way we can continue bringing another lovely after show for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Or make us one of the top downloads. RuPaul's,
we're almost there. I heard that we were almost there. Like we're this close.
We're like inching into the top 10.
Yeah.
And we'd love to be in the top 10 because we really love this show, and we know you guys love this show.
Yes.
And any press we can give this
give
show.
Give us 5 stars
awesome.
And rip us if you want. We don't good with that.
Oh, yeah. They rip us. Like someone said that they can do without my Get Your Life, but to that I say, get your life and have a seat.
What's your name? I'm going to shout you out next time you.
You know what? Cameron Marston, get your life.
Speaking of killing something.
Were we talking about killing?
Cereal Buddies.
Yes. Do I have to do that now?
Well, now you do.
Well, yeah, so that's how you open the door for that.
He's been killing. I said Cereal Buddies. You
it,
gotta get
it,
your
it
life.
Kinda, it kind of goes hand in
that.
Hand.
I don't
it
even
kinda
care.
It kind of goes hand in hand. So our lovely founders of AfterBuzz TV, Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, have produced this lovely film called Cereal Buddies, starring some people that you guys may know, like Kathy Lee Guilford, and it
Maria
also,
Menounos is in it too,
of course. Yeah. And there's also the voice of Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler,
yes, who you guys should be familiar with.
Fonzie.
Who else, Marissa?
We have Beth Bears.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Artie Lehanc.
Yes.
Yeah, big names.
Big names. Mm-hmm. Big names, big movie. It's check
serial
it out.
Serial killer comedy.
Yes. So make sure you check it out, serialbuddies.com, or you can view the trailer on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. More.
Select theaters on Friday.
Yes, and it does open on Friday at select AMC theaters, so make sure you check it out. So, moving on to...
Yeah, Marissa, don't be trying to play that end credits because we want to talk about Runway.
Right. You're
trying to kick me out of here.
Yeah,
so,
gotta talk about Runway.
A few more minutes. we've already talked about the main challenge in the video and everything. I found it interesting, though, that Rue was not in drag for the video.
She was
given the tap, like a very Michael Jackson-esque We Are the World type of a thing, but...
It could be shade too. Like, girl, I don't want to upstage you guys, so yeah. I'm just going to downplay it. Right
but I was
now.
Like, why isn't Rue in? But then again, she always does another video, like towards the end of the season. So she's in drag for it. I think this was just a fun one. I thought the video was fun. I thought their ab libs were hilarious. My favorite one, Roxy. Where my people at? Where my people at? # where my people at?
I like sequins.
Sequins. Sequence.
Oh, is that the wrong word?
Is that English? Sequence.
She's my favorite.
Sequence.
Let's talk about it.
And Jinx. Talk about getting your Celine Dion Beyonce on.
She DTM. I'm sorry. She's funny, but that... girl, to bring it down a little bit. That whole long note she did.
I loved it. She could have held it as long as she wanted to. You better get your amens out.
Yes. If I was another kind of rock, run by and punch her.
Although, you know, the whole problem I have with that song... is that it suffers for the people that when you just hear it, because I also just listen to it. If you're not looking at it, where you're seeing like really cool costumes and like getting the full, effect, it suffers from the poor voices, you know.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like anything's gonna be going perfection, to. Right. But you know, but it was fun. And Ivy Winters, I think, definitely stood out in this. She sounded great. She looked amazing.
Well, yes.
She harmonized. Harmony always gets you somewhere, girl.
Yeah. What are you grooving to over there?
I don't know. I feel like we're male menopause up in here. It's hot, Marissa. That heater's on.
Marissa's like, what you want me to do about
it? I'm working on it.
Well, I asked for it to be warm because it's like freezing outside. And by freezing, I mean 60 degrees.
White girl problems. Always wanted to be hot. And we over here melting. White girl problems. To the runway, Rue, again, amazing.
Yes.
I like that dress.
This is a look I really loved. I love that dress.
Were you finally happy
with
everything?
That was like an Oscars.
Oh, you happy about the fan.
That was like an Oscars dress.
Yeah, for sure.
The dress was beautiful, I'm sorry. And I did like the hair. That big, like, up swoop thing.
Oh, good.
Sickening.
Good.
Work, girl.
Finally, you like the complete whole thing.
You're making money, girl. Get your shit together.
Right. The main challenge or the runway look was they had to show their best features. What do you think your best features are?
Favorite body part?
Our favorite body part.
Back and shoulders? Or calves? What you got? You got nice boobies.
I guess I'm staring at them right now. I don't know.
I like my legs. I don't show them often, but
when I do,
my legs are amazing.
Give Tony some hot shorts.
Tony's coming in next week in hot shorts, and he's just going to lay across the table.
I'm going to give you a little leg.
It's real lounger with Tony.
Real lounger with Tony.
Her, she's botting my all day.
I'm going to stick this leg up, and y'all going to eat it up. Eat it up.
Like peanut butter. peanut butter.
Speaking of peanut butter, Roxy Andrews in her dress, or her whatever that was.
You know, I love a queen with big boobies. And she
looked boobies, like amazing.
Body, yeah. Sick.
She just
and I love how she was like, I just got this new body, and I love it.
You if can she's serve not that in the top three, day. I will eat my own shoes.
She didn't have to have nothing else. She can walk down the runway like that every time, and she should be in the top three.
Speaking of body, Detox. And her silicone body.
I loved that. No, here's the thing is, I loved the surprise. She's coming in and she's got this beautiful outfit.
And they were like, oh, look, it's so simple.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden she was like,
she
bam.
Turns around, her butt's hanging out. And I loved that surprise. I love a good ass. I thought that was great.
How much work has she done? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They
so
went through
funny.
The whole thing. Basically.
At least she owns up to it.
Like, what is real?
Like,
what is left? Her nose.
Her toes.
I feel like
her
this.
Knee. She said.
If you were ever on a cruise with Detox, forget the lifeboat. Just hop on Detox. And you will be okay. Like, for real. Like, she has so much silicone in her. Like, it is ridiculous.
Cheater!
That's not cheating. We'll get on that. I like that Ivy was like, her best feature is her face, and she made a dress out
of... I did like the dress.
I love that.
I did not like her makeup. I'm sorry.
I love that dress, though.
Yeah, she was ugly.
It's beautiful.
But... yeah.
It kind of reminded me, though, of when Willem put the Willem stickers all over his boat. That
yes.
Season.
Sickening.
Yes.
I love it, though. Self-promotion. You gotta do it.
Jinx was Jinx.
Yeah. Jinx had muffs coming everywhere. It was not.
But
not
I feel like
okay.
Jinx is now one of those people. You either are gonna like
not,
her,
I was thinking
or you're
of Jade.
Her. No, you're thinking. Yeah,
I was thinking of Jade. Jinx, no, Jinx. I love Jinx.
Jinx was. Jinx gave you every period, decade, era. And
what did she look like
once.
To me? What did I write down? Oh my god, I can't find my notes.
College notes.
College
Jackie,
notes. College
Jackie
notes.
Always comes in here like a college student. Like it's the first day of
Jinx
class.
Jinx had way
too
much going on. Way too much going on.
Well, she had the hat.
But
and the
her
bob.
Makeup was better. The contouring was a little bit better than last time, but she got red Jinx. For it. Told you. Well, bad contour.
Oh, Jinx reminded me of Gloria Swanson.
Gloria Swanson.
Obscure reference number three.
It's a reference worthy of Jinx. It's from, she was in Sunset Boulevard. She was an old
Oh,
like,
yes. She was the old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that whole outfit and her look with that outfit, I was like, oh, it's very Gloria Swanson.
Yes.
It's perfect for Jinx, that sort of thing.
Clearly, because Jinx has now pigeonholed herself into the old lady category.
Yeah, I think she has an old soul. Mm-hmm. But
she
you
does.
Can't help that.
You just do. Do we? Do
she
you?
She was reared by her grandmother.
Do you?
And then Jade... hair for days, literally coming out of everywhere.
Okay, yeah, no.
I didn't even really notice the hair until they pointed it out.
It's like little Lorax people.
Like I just remember the arms.
Jade is
which
one
she
of
did
those,
again in the lip
Jade scene. Is the thing that kills me is she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful, and then sometimes she comes out with these outfits that you're like, no, no, well, you're so pretty. No, don't do that.
She can't. She can't help it.
But once again, she was picked on as a kid, and she was bullied, and wow.
Who wasn't bullied?
That's what I'm talking about, right?
Everybody was. Okay, is it me, or do you guys feel like Alaska comes out in the same type of thing
yes.
every week?
Yes.
Like something very
same
small
wrap
and
dress.
Tight. Yeah. With a poof hair, side swoop.
Yep.
Like I was like, I've seen this look before, and
Michelle's
I've seen it time and time again.
Yeah, Michelle said that.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you guys agree with Michelle that she's not showing her vulnerability and that she is hiding behind the whole shtick?
I think yes, I do,
yes.
And here's why: is because sometimes she lets the shtick speak for her rather than her speak for her.
Right.
And I think. That we've said this before, it is hard knowing that oh my god, Sharon Needles came before her, and
right.
that's her partner, but it's like so she's getting read on this level that maybe she shouldn't be read on. I don't
yeah.
know, but I do feel that way. I feel that a lot of her stuff is her trying to be funny rather than trying to be like real into the competition.
Yeah,
I think you nailed the hiding behind the shtick thing, because we talked about in All Stars for me, like I always felt Chad wasn't showing any vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Talented, polished, and all, yeah, amazing queen, but there was no like I didn't get the human vulnerability side. Like I wanted
I don't
to see
think
a real
Chad
person.
Is vulnerable though.
She right, because she's older and she's built up. I get all of that. So
because I
thing
feel
is I
Alaska,
Alaska,
they
thing.
Know. They know that Alaska is a very, like, is very vulnerable, and it's like she's putting on a show. Mm-hmm.
To protect herself.
Mm-hmm. To protect herself.
Unnecessarily. And but then, yeah, boring hair.
Yeah. I
and that
yeah.
stupid walk.
Hi. And then, of course, Coco came out, and she was showing her heart, right? That's what we got
something
from that.
Like
yeah,
that.
But I just felt that this was, and again, I always respect someone who's going to try out of their comfort zone. And this mm-hmm. was clearly an outfit that was not in Coco's comfort zone. So she tried something new, and
yeah.
it didn't necessarily work.
A little over the top. She reminds me of Chanel. Chanel, a little bit more polished Vegas, but it's too show. It's too Vegas-y for me.
Yeah.
I wish it was.
I like it in certain aspects. Like, I think she's still figuring certain things out.
Right.
There are some outfits that she comes out and I'm like, bam, Coco.
Yeah.
And then there, like this one, I was just like, oh, it's like trying to do Sharon Needles type of drag and then not
yeah,
really getting there
not
yet.
Hitting the mark.
Right.
What do yeah. you think about it?
About Coco?
Mm.
I mean, it was okay.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it was okay. I mean, when I first saw her, I thought Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like, the rib cage. And I was like, oh, she's showing
the
her
contacts.
Heart. That's cute,
I think,
but,
yeah, the contact.
Yeah. It gave very, very that. But very, I mean, it was all right. Thought. Very that, yeah. I love when they commented about Alyssa. Alyssa has great legs and she can walk, but I love the I'm going to walk over here.
Yes!
And point. And now I'm going to walk here. And then I'm going to walk back
that
there.
That was the first time I've ever laughed at Santino.
She is a great character. And with the pointing and the face and makeup. I liked it when the makeup in the dark, they were like, you know,
Alyssa was like, you know, even in the dark, Alyssa is still doing this face.
Poochie.
And she did. They cut to her doing that face. That was hilarious.
But her, what do they call those things? Kafkins or whatever?
Kaftan.
Yeah. They said, that's how you wear it.
That is how you wear it.
It was enough fabric. And
it wasn't a muumuu, right?
It wasn't like overpowering her. Like she was wearing the garment, not
her
the garment.
Her legs were banging.
Yeah,
she had banging legs. So.
She did. I give that to her.
Yeah, stomp it out.
She knows how to dress herself.
Yeah, it's all about correct styling.
Yeah,
and knowing who you are. So in the end, we had Ivy Winters win. Well, I mean, I think as she definitely stood out.
Yes.
In the main challenge. She definitely stood out.
Great.
So yeah, so great for her. Like she gets to be here another week.
She showed body.
But
strong girl.
Sequence gown and where my people at didn't quite get her to where she needed to be. And then of course we had Coco and
Jay. Yes. That's okay. I called her Jinx.
I was like, who? What? Don't you ever come. Coco and Jade.
The heat stroke has turned into this.
Coco and Jade were lip sync in the bottom two, lip sync for their life. Coco won.
Although Jade pulled it out. It did not. And Michelle Visage said this.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. She tried. She did the twerk, which is now a Tumblr. Hashtag twerk. But I think that. It's too little, too late. Yeah, it was her time.
Yeah, it was her time. I mean, and it's like we said earlier, it's hard to go up against Coco in a lip sync.
Right.
I mean, Coco owns the lip sync.
Yeah, and that's being a performer. That's bringing something else to the table. It's instead of just resting on pretty.
Yeah.
So there you have it. So how about we have a little bit of news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, a couple of things. Jackie, thank you for sending this over. But RuPaul's Drag Race won the Best Reality Show for Ryan Seacrest Award. So, snaps for that and kudos to that. Congratulations. Starting on Monday, WOW or World of Wonder, which is the production company that brings you RuPaul's Drag Race, will begin Ring My Bell, where you can kiki with some of your favorite drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race this Monday, the 11th. And all of these times are Pacific Standard Time, PST time, so figure it out wherever you are. You can log on to Skype and call WOW Presents, yep, WOWPRESENTS. And you can kiki with Ms. Morgan McMichaels at 2 p.m. on Monday. You can kiki with Raja, the winner of Season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race, at 5. On Tuesday, the 12th, they will have Yara Sophia at 12:30 p.m., Sonique at 2 p.m., Raven at 3:30 p.m., and Willem at 5 p.m. So make sure you look up the World of Wonder Report, and look up those times again. Download Skype, call into WOW Presents, and you get to kiki with some of your favorite drag queens from seasons past of RuPaul's Drag Race. Also, last but not least, a big congratulations to Chanel, who just landed a gig with CeeLo's new show in Vegas as the Boy George impersonator. The show is running now until April 13th and has just gotten renewed. So it will begin again in, I think, New Year's and then run until October. And that's at Planet Hollywood. And she also received an email from Boy George saying that is the best me he's ever seen.
That's so awesome.
Congratulations to Chanel. And now on to predictions.
Wait, shout out to Kenny Harrison, one of our old hosts, and he brought to attention season 3 when LaToya was a guest judge, and she pointed out She read Raja for her after
for being
five
a
look.
Pointer sister.
And saying that she looked like a Pointer Sister. Jump ahead, season five. And who is LaToya guest judging with? The Pointer Sisters.
The Pointer Sisters. Speaking of.
Rue knows how to play.
She does. Speaking of LaToya, if you guys didn't hear when Rue said, "How's life with LaToya?" Mm-hmm. and she said, "Fine."
Mm-hmm. You'll be seeing more.
They just announced that LaToya will have her reality show on OWN debuting April 13th. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
I heard
there
rumor.
You go. That was a little plug for How's Life with LaToya.
And I know and we didn't life really I know we didn't get to Alyssa and her dad, but I feel like that was one of the most of the most real, honest, moving stories that I've ever seen in Untucked. And we've seen a lot of real, honest, moving stories, but that one I was just like, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom at work, you know."
I teared too, but I was still bothered by it.
Like it was too contrived. Like it was too like.
Whether contrived, I mean, at some point, like cut. Let it be organic for her. But they told. I mean, you're gonna make money off of it. I get it. But then the other queens joining in and Coco like, girl, make up with it. It was just too much for me. After a while, it just became. It was too raw.
I think the biggest message that people can take from Alyssa's dad is that you just learn to love your child. They may not live up to what you expected them to, but they are living up to their expectations and they're doing what's best for them.
Yeah, so and as long as they're not murdering anyone, you know, you should support them.
Just support
them,
love them. And I love the fact that her dad was just like, bring it home. It may not be MVP of football, baseball, but I'll be proud to have it on the mantle.
And the flip side is it's also a learning lesson for queens just like Alyssa that may have been bullied by their own parents. The reality is, at some point, you're going to realize when your parents actually... he's lucky enough to get an apology.
Yeah.
Some children will never get an apology. You get an apology. The reality is, a lot of parents realize that they made a mistake. Some of the kids need to realize, my parents did the best they could with the tools that they had at the time. Mm-hmm. They're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. It happens. We all have problems. It was nice to see, but I just think it was a little played too long. Like, wow, it was painful.
Right.
To watch.
And on that note, predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So I feel like we're about halfway through the season now.
Mm-hmm.
And we all predicted our top three. To be honest, I can't remember mine. But, I mean, I'm at that age where, look, I forgot what I did yesterday. So how am I going to forget?
Get out of my apartment!
Shut up. So right now... Now that we've gotten a chance to know the girls, see the girls, who do you think, let's make a prediction at this part, who do you think will take home the crown?
Roxy!
Yeah, I think it might be Roxy.
You think it might be Roxy?
I think it might be Roxy. I think it's down between Roxy and Detox, but right now, Roxy is so flawless week after week.
But I think with Detox consistently winning, I think Detox may take it home. I'm gonna go with Detox. Who do you think will go home next week?
Oh, I feel like it might be Coco.
Ooh.
This is either Coco or Ivy. This has nothing to do with like my actual like thoughts on Coco as a person, mm-hmm. but on the way people usually edit, they usually make the person's like big story mm-hmm. come up mm-hmm. right before they get cut. And so I feel like they did Coco's like big story arc, and I feel like she might get axed just because of that kind of edit, not because of anything I think Coco is or isn't capable of. Because I think she's probably
Coco and
yeah.
I say Coco and Ivy. Mm. Sorry, girl. You might be able to harmonize.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. So before we leave, tell us where they can find you.
At 123 Jackie_B.
Tamakava 777.
And of course, you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all platforms. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another AfterBuzz TV show for RuPaul's Drag Race. We will see you next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for another Dragalicious After Show.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.